Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. So this is a life hack for people who might be feeling like they don't want to put in much effort when it comes to Christmas lunch.
Oh, perfect for us.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here we go.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so a husband was asked to take care of the setup for Christmas lunch last year. And he did.
This sounds like it's a joke of the Damien.
No, sounds like it's a joke of Damien. But it's a good Christmas hack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when the family came to the Christmas table, his wife was mortified because instead of having plates at the table, he actually got little foil trays with the lids on them, and he bought a pack, and every table, they had little foil trays instead of plates, and then they had wooden knives and forks because he didn't want to do any washing up.
That's brilliant.
I love that idea.
Brilliant. Yeah, so he had the foil trays, they took a photo and then put it online, and look, the internet was divided, but can I just say that his family loved it so much, they're doing it again this year.
Yes.
A new Christmas tradition.
It's a
I
new
love
Christmas
it.
Tradition. Save
so that guy,
up.
His name is Milko. Well done to him.
He's a good egg, hey?
Yeah, that's right.
And what was the meal? Was it McDonald's?
Yeah, he certainly wasn't one that he made
Big
himself.
Big Macs for everyone.
Yeah, that's right, all round.
Actually, he did chicken, so he probably got Red Rooster and just popped a little roast in there.
Pretending he roasted it himself.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we've got Ray who's given us a buzz. 4275196 5. What can we do for you, Ray? What do you got for us?
I thought when I started going to my wife, that my mother-in-law was leading me up the garden path. Right, and she said, when it gets the real dried outfit, taste to them. If you put a slice of bread on it and wrap it up with a slice of bread, the bread will go rock hard and the cake will moisten up. Were you aware of that?
We did not know that, Ray.
Thank you for the Christmas cake life hack.
How good is that? That's a good one. Good on you, Ray. Thanks, mate. You have a great Christmas too. I get it. I understand. I'm going to
save your Christmas cake from drying out. Wrap it up with a piece of bread.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's actually a really good idea because when you get a Christmas cake, no one really likes it. There's only one person that usually likes it, and then they have to eat it for the next.
It's only your nana.
Yeah.
Either that, or that person at our place isn't a person. We call it Sullivan the dog. He loves the Christmas cake.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide. Weird.
Oh, yeah. Final one for 2021.
All right. Well, you know what?
What stories have we got?
I stumbled across two. A barrister who sued after a colleague asked him to stop farting loses the case.
I love it.
That has to be in America. Like,
just tell us that
anything.
Story and give us the second one as well. Go.
All right. Okay.
Give us both.
So a lawyer, he was working in the office with another guy. Okay. Yeah. The guy who was sitting in there, he kept letting them rip every few minutes.
Yeah.
Kept, yeah. He said it was medication that he was on, but the other guy who was working in the office with him said, hey, dude, you got to stop.
Can you please stop farting? You're gassing me out.
I'm working here. I'm working. Yeah. So the other guy took him to court and said he was discriminative. He was having a go at him.
Freedom of speech.
It was unfair. Yes.
Even if it's at the back end.
He said he was taking advantage of his disabilities.
He was taking advantage of his disability.
That's what he said. Suffice to say, he lost the case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said it wasn't an unreasonable request to ask you to stop farting.
Unreasonable request.
No, at least if you know you're going to do it, step out of the room.
Well, it's not an unreasonable request to turn around and say to someone, dude, you've done 15 already.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough's enough.
And in the court case, the judge said, can you both please stand? One stood, the other one went
and floated. Okay, speaking of smelling, and this is of a Christmas nature,
yes.
In Spain, all right, in a place called Jabugo.
like Jabugo. It matters.
It doesn't really matter.
Good morning to all of them in Spain that are currently listening.
In Jabugo. Yeah. It sounds like something from the Congo.
Jabaru from in Jabugo. anyway, there's a whole bunch of sniffers that are going on strike. Okay.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, like actual people that sniff stuff?
Their job is to sniff ham. All right, that's their job.
What?
Currently, they're sniffing 800 hams per day in the lead up to Christmas. Okay. People want their hams.
Why?
It's a traditional place. This is how they can tell whether the ham is smoked enough and whether the ham is good or bad.
Really?
They don't use.
I think you've got a fair idea if it's bad.
That's right. You don't need a professional for that. You just open the fridge.
No,
something's not in there.
These guys are serious. This is. They're currently at 100 hams per day. The one guy says, "Listen, if I have to do 101, maybe I'll be able to do it 102. No way." He says, "This is. We're going to rebel against this."
So they're going on strike.
They're going on strike. They're in Jabago. They may not get hams this Christmas.
That's a serious issue. Hey, if there was one Christmas thing,
I wonder if
they're
going to swine about it.
If there's one Christmas thing that you would want to smell over and over again, what would it be? What's that one Christmas thing?
Oh, I like the smell of a tree, like the pine tree, like a real Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's nice.
I like
nice.
That smell.
I like the smell of a freshly poured glass of Guinness.
That's every day for you. That's not Christmas Day.
No.
I'd
say a spiced rum. You know, at Christmas time, I drink a spiced rum, and that's...
Also, that nutmeggy sort of smell. Eggnog.
That's a good smell, too.
I'm smelling it already.
We're all smelling it. We're all really hungry, getting closer to Christmas. We're wanting that food, that's for sure.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Let's go straight to the rooftop for a Christmas spectacular, Jade.
It's a little bit cloudy, but we are out on the rooftop. No rain at the moment, and it is sunny days for some lucky families of the Illawarra over the weekend. They had the chance to score themselves some tickets to come to our special Wave FM Christmas rooftop session, and it wouldn't be a Christmas session or event without a visit from Santa.
Here he is. My goodness me.
We've got Santa here, and he has got arms full of presents thanks to the team at Horizon Bank. So all of our lucky families are going to be getting a big armful of presents each. How good is that?
He's a very cool-looking Santa, I gotta say. He's in shorts. I can see his legs.
I know, he's the summer Santa.
Summer?
Yeah. Well, because it's not he hasn't officially started doing his Christmas drop-off yet, so he's in his mufti gear. It's a little bit hot today.
No, I get it. I'm telling you what, kids getting presents over here, wow, it doesn't get better than that.
Oh.
My goodness me. The only thing you'd really need is a good old Christmas song to back it up.
Well, that's right. So it can get better than that. And I think... one of the best singing families of the Illawarra would happen to be the Leith family. They are going to be doing a Christmas carol mashup for you today. So, ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause to the Bodleiths!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to save Rudolph with your nose so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? How all the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history. You will get a sentimental feeling when you're near. Voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with the boughs of holly. Rock 'em around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everybody's sipping merrily in the new old. Walking in a winter wonderland, the face unafraid. it in a winter wonderland.
One more time, here we go.
The face unafraid, the plans that we made, we're
up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
And look, it is our last show of the year.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bittersweet show though because it's also our last ever show with Strainy.
Oh, Strainy. He's leaving.
He's leaving, he's not coming back in 2022.
Mm-hmm. He just said, Jade and Damien, I'm sick of you guys. That's it. I'm out of here.
A few more expletives, but yeah. It was pretty close.
The language is a lot more colourful, but we Yeah, kids are listening. But yeah, it's been a good ride. We're going to miss you, big fella.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're going to miss you.
I think that's a lie.
No, that is the honest truth. We will miss you, absolutely. It has been an amazing ride.
Yeah. We've had a lot of fun over the last couple of years. We thought today that we would just do a little bit of reminisce, a little bit of a trip down memory lane, and like just touch on some great things that we've experienced together over the last couple of years. And one of the highlights for me would definitely be when you were spreading the love in your love tuxedo at the Lagoon when we did I Do Take Two, and it was the biggest commitment ceremony the Illawarra had ever seen.
Welcome to the Lagoon Seafood Restaurant for Wave FM's I Do Take Two. Just simply repeat after me. I will try to listen when you speak. Can you do us a favour? Gross us all out and give each other a massive pash. Congratulations to everybody. Put your hands together for yourselves.
Yes!
Remember that?
Yes!
Each couple huge. Has one piece of croquembouche all hoeing in at once.
Peter. Just
want a trip to Paris. Put your hands
together for them, everyone. Well done.
That was
fantastic.
Jenny and Peter off to Paris. And that was good fun. Yes. Sharing the love.
It sounded awesome. And you've been cheeky with them as well. Look at that.
Yeah.
I will try and listen. Cheeky.
They were good vows.
It was good. I mean, the one thing I'm still a bit hurt about was when you were my proxy to go around the Illawarra. Something I'll never take out of my memory will be one of the biggest men I know, on the back of a little Lambretta, a Car Brothers motorcycles, in your sperm suit, in your Stig suit, and we almost won, but not quite.
Not quite.
Hey, it's Jake, Trainey and Damien Leaf. We're here at Car Brothers. Today's the day, the lap of the lake.
Let's do it.
Is there a weight limit?
There is there.
I really feel like that they had an advantage. You know when you do horse racing and the horses have to add some extra weight? I really feel like they needed to do that.
Yes. I mean, they really had to pump up your tires, didn't they? I mean,
they did.
The two big fellas on the bike, it was way, way down.
It was.
Were you
carrying about 250 kilos as opposed to 80.
Were you bottoming out over speed?
Yes, they were. The highway patrol car was trying to push us along with a gun. That's luck.
Oh, jeez. But look, jokes aside, we've done a lot of really cool things for the community. Like when we did the footsteps of the fireys. We retraced the steps of our local firefighters after those fires decimated all down the south coast. We've also done the care boxes for the bush, which has been really amazing as well. And another event that I wasn't actually here for, I was on maternity leave.
Hoodies for the homeless.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a massive event. And you know, you and I, we ended up doing it. We went out, we slept on the streets. But I tell you what, the result was massive.
Wave FM's hoodies for the homeless.
That massive truck is absolutely filled to the brim with hoodies for St. Vincent de Paul. Robin is with us as well now. 6,800 hoodies being donated by the people of the Illawarra.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much to, obviously, Wave FM.
Let's do it.
All right, Damien, here we go. There's a massive hoodie spill out. Thank you so much for our campaign, Hoodies for the Homeless, to help out all the gang here at Vinnie's.
Thank you, Illawarra!
Yay!
It was massive. Yeah. No, but you know what, Straney, we are going to miss you around here. The whole building will. It's not just us on air.
That's
The whole building will. You're a larger than life character. There's no doubt in that. And everywhere you go, you bring a lot of energy and and a lot of laughs.
But not laugh like a fool.
Wow. Boom, cheese.
I've not heard my laugh like that in a long time. That's Gerald. I got a terrible laugh, you bastards.
That's your laugh, man.
Oh, dear God. I'm never laughing again. Thanks, guys. Good on you. You're absolute legends.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.